Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, January 13th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. We got an interesting report today from David. He had a web server go down, and when he looked at it, well, it looked like a denial of service attack was happening. There were thousands of IP addresses requesting BitTorrent tracker files from his web server. Now, David's web server doesn't host any BitTorrent trackers, and it looked like, based on the host name that these BitTorrent clients were using, that they were actually looking for the Pirate Bay. Now, the Pirate Bay has been shut down recently. The odd thing here also was that the sources, the IP addresses, and according to David, there were thousands of them, they all came from China. So what I did as a little experiment, I took the host name that David observed and tried to resolve it against a number of Chinese DNS servers as well as US DNS servers. The US DNS servers, for the most part, did not respond or responded with, for example, 127.0.0.1, which is typically done to block a certain host name. The Chinese DNS servers, on the other hand, they responded with a large number of different IP addresses. There wasn't really any sort of system behind it, as far as I can tell. More or less, for each DNS server that I queried, I got another IP address back. It's possible that David's IP address was one of them, but at least the small sample, I queried about 100 or so, didn't include David's IP address. There are a number of reports out there of similar observations from other users, other web server admins, so it's not just one web server that's being affected by this. It could be a misconfiguration of the Chinese firewall. We have seen issues like this before, and a lot of it depends sort of on DNS resolution tricks that they're playing within China. So if you're seeing something similar, let us know. In particular, if you're living in China, let me know what this hostname a.tracker.thepiratebay.org resolves to for you. And then we got an interesting diary by Xavier Mertens about the Super Electronics Smart Block, yet another one of those smart home automation devices. He found a couple of interesting issues with that. First of all, there is a Telnet server running on the block, and it, yes, does use default credentials of admin/admin, as we have seen a lot with these devices. Also, in order to control the device, you're actually not connecting to the device directly, but you have the option to connect to a cloud service provided by the manufacturer. That's done very often by these sort of home devices in order to avoid NAT issues and the like. You actually, with your smartphone, with your app, connect to the manufacturer's web server, so thus the block, and then commands are exchanged that way. This is not very well documented, as Xavier points out, so if you are very tight on outbound traffic filtering, as you probably should be, then these devices will not work. And of course, this also increases substantially the attack surface that this device is exposed to, given that now, for example, a problem with DNS could be used to redirect this device to a rogue service. Typically, there is very little in terms of authentication done here in order to ensure that you're connecting to the correct server. And according to a Rapid7 community blog post, Google made a decision to no longer provide patches for WebView in older versions of Android, and older version means Android 4.3 or Jelly Bean and before. Now, WebView is essentially a component in Android that's used by apps to render web pages. So it's like a mini web browser that you can embed in your applications. In Android 4.4, this was switched over to something that's closer to Chromium. However, 4.3 and earlier versions of Android, of course, are still in wide use, and we all know what a problem Android patching has been in the past. So it's a little bit surprising that Google doesn't come up with any patches for these vulnerabilities, in particular since there are a number of critical vulnerabilities out there that have been reported to Google. And we have seen a number of websites and also the CENTCOM Twitter and YouTube feed being compromised by hackers that apparently are close to ISIS or other radical Islamic causes. Right now, this really looks like the usual sort of hacktivism, kiddie stuff that they're doing. The major sites that I have seen, there is Notepad++, which is a somewhat popular editor for Windows. And then, as I mentioned, the CENTCOM or Central Command Twitter and YouTube feed. Central Command is the part of the US military that's responsible, for example, for the Middle East, among other parts of the world. Overall, of course, a Twitter or YouTube feed is unlikely going to affect any real operations. Insofar, this is really more sort of a publicity stunt than anything else. Well, that's it for today. Remember, Patch Tuesday, no prior announcements. So good luck and talk to you tomorrow. Bye.